Join us for Diamond Seller's Wedding Weekend, July 24th and 25th. We guarantee the best price year-round, and Wedding Weekend adds an advantage you won't find anywhere else. Enjoy preferred bridal pricing up to 30% off for 1 weekend only. Visit Diamond Seller, July 24th and 25th.
First up on Columbus Perspective, joining me on the phone, Alicia Nelson, who is the director of Recovery Ohio. How are you?
I'm good, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for talking to us. Tell me what Recovery Ohio is.
Recovery Ohio is an initiative started by Governor Mike DeWine on his first night in office in recognition that Ohio is dealing with a public health crisis. And that crisis is related to the addiction problems that we have in our state, as well as the mental health crisis, where we have a number of people who unintentionally overdose and a number of people who are completing suicide in our state, and really want to address these issues so that we can keep families together.
And you were working in similar field under then Attorney General Mike DeWine in his office, right?
Correct. Yeah. At the Attorney General's office, Mike DeWine had a heroin unit. I led that team his last year as the AG to really connect communities who were working hard to address the drug issues in our state and make sure that they had the tools and resources they needed to, you know, work collaboratively to help families.
So this opioid problem has been going on for quite a few years now. Is it transitioning into any kind of different phases as we go along?
Absolutely. And I think it's most fitting to start when Mike DeWine was Attorney General, when he closed the pill mills several years ago and really saw that we had a prescription drug problem in our state. And many individuals were accessing drugs like OxyContin and other opioid prescriptions and were being prescribed those inappropriately. From there, we saw a shift to heroin. And for those folks who had previously been abusing prescription drugs, transitioned to drugs, illicit drugs like heroin on the street. And then, you know, most recently we saw in 2017-ish, a shift to fentanyl mixed with heroin. And that's really where we saw a huge spike in 2017 in overdose deaths. Fentanyl is an opioid just like heroin and OxyContin, but it's tens and hundreds of times more potent, and in some cases is causing immediate death. And so, you know, we watched that in 2017, and now, again, we're watching a shift as fentanyl is being included in other drugs like methamphetamines and cocaine, which is, again, extremely lethal. And so it's a problem that's evolved, and it's affecting everybody.
Yeah, that addition of fentanyl being in cocaine or meth, those were drugs that kind of seemed a little bit like they were on the wane, and yet when you mix something that's highly lethal into it, then you realize that it's still there.
Absolutely, and it impacts different communities. And so what we've done this year is started with, under Governor DeWine's guidance, what we're calling the Minority Health Working Group. When we introduced, or when the state started to see fentanyl being mixed in cocaine and methamphetamines, it really took a turn to who was dying from overdose deaths. And we're working really hard to make sure that our communities know that none of these drugs are safe and fentanyl is in everything.
Well, it seems like, you know, I remember last year and the year before stories about morgues being full. And we still hear stories once in a while of, you know, like a dozen overdoses in a few hour period in Columbus or Cleveland or somewhere. But it seems like some of those situations have eased a bit. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say that we've seen a decline in the number of overdose deaths in our state. And the CDC most recently reported about a 22% decrease of deaths when you look at 2017 compared to 2018. But what I caution folks is that we're still seeing overdoses and we're still seeing overdose deaths. So it's not quite time to take your foot off the gas. We definitely still have work to do. And, you know, one death is too many. So we want to make sure that we send that message that, you know, what we're doing is hopefully working. We need to still do more of it.
And we're talking about numbers that are astounding, in several thousand per year.
Correct. In 2017, we saw over 4,500 deaths. In 2018, we were still in the high 3,000s. And so, you know, this is still a lot of families impacted. This is still a lot of people that we're losing in our state. Although it's not as bad as 2017, you know, it's not where we need it to be.
Talking with Alicia Nelson, she's the director of Recovery Ohio. You're also working with the Opioid Alliance, and I guess in part some of that is people would be familiar with the Denial Ohio campaign, that type of thing, right?
Yes. We work closely with them, with the Denial Ohio campaign. One of our agencies, Mental Health and Addiction Services, works to spread that campaign on social media because we believe that we need to still raise awareness so that we can avoid folks from, you know, not talking about these issues. The worst thing we can do is act like this isn't happening. Our kids see it at their schools through their peers. Our families see it. We need to definitely discuss these issues to make sure that we prevent them from happening in the future.
Is a lot of the campaigning against usage, it seems like it's kind of a two-pronged problem. One might be people who perhaps engage in it out of curiosity or for recreational uses, but we hear a lot about how people just got hooked on it because of prescription painkillers, that when that prescription ran out, they were addicted and they needed something else.
What we have seen is that about 70 to 80% of those who are struggling with substance use disorder right now got their start with a prescription drug. And so that means the majority of the folks that are struggling started with that, you know, pill and really transitioned. What we also are seeing is the effects of trauma and untreated mental health. And, you know, when people are struggling with depression or anxiety or coping with, you know, some pretty serious trauma that they've experienced in their lifetime, they may turn to, drugs as a source to cope with those issues. And what we really want folks to know is that there's different things that we can do to cope. And what we hope to do is educate, you know, not only the families and the communities through programs like Denial Ohio, but also, you know, our kids who have been surrounded by this epidemic through Governor DeWine's K-12 prevention efforts and what he's done to invest in schools in our community. And we're really proud of the fact that we have in this budget the ability to really support schools so they can have those social and emotional learning experiences to protect, those kids who've seen so much.
What about the availability of beds for folks who need to go into rehab? Is that on the increase?
So treatment access is something that we're taking a very hard look at. And, you know, a lot of conversation has been around the availability of beds. But there is a spectrum of, you know, what people need. And so not all people need particularly a bed, if you will. Some people are in lower severity of their substance use disorder and can do fine just by outpatient treatment. Mm-hmm. Others who are on this, you know, spectrum of worsening severity may need a residential stay in a treatment bed or otherwise. We are doing surveys now to really calculate who has what where and understand, you know, do we have what we need? One of the governor's goals is to increase treatment capacity across the state. And to do that, he invested over $20 million to the state of Ohio's counties to, you know, do that assessment of what they need and be able to have that discretionary money to purchase what they're missing. So some counties may be missing a bed. Other counties may be missing a treatment or group counseling program for outpatient care. So it really, you know, varies greatly across the state, but we hope that this budget will provide folks the flexibility they need to make those local decisions.
Talking with Alicia Nelson, Director of Recovery Ohio, a few months ago, the federal government announced a huge grant for Ohio State University and a handful of other universities to study down at the county level what's going on. Do you collaborate on that kind of stuff? Do states collaborate with each other on best practices?
Absolutely. And we are a part of the what's called the Healing Community Study, which is the OSU grant that you mentioned that will give our state $65 million over the next 4 years to address this problem in collaboration with Massachusetts, Kentucky, and New York. And so we definitely are working across state lines to figure out what's working well where and how we can replicate success as quickly as possible. We also meet regularly with our, you know, Indiana partners because we share a lot of, you know, county borders and people need help and they don't necessarily look up to say, am I in Ohio or am I in Indiana or Kentucky or Pennsylvania? So we really need to be close with our state partners and understand what we can do to get people well.
There's been an effort to crack down on the distribution of painkillers to pharmacies and also to limit the time that people can be on prescription medications depending on what their ailment is. Are those some of the keys to combating this problem?
Absolutely, some of the keys. They're not, you know, all of the keys, and I think that that's an important piece too. But when you look at the prescription drug issue, we know that, you know, if we can get some of these pills off the streets, then we can potentially avoid another person, you know, building a dependence and unfortunately a substance use disorder as it relates to prescription drugs. And so our Board of Pharmacy is working hard through our state's prescription monitoring system to make sure that doctors know the federal guidelines of use for acute service and other service types so that we can really, you know, lean on those federal guidelines to make sure that we're appropriately prescribing these pretty dangerous drugs.
I guess one of the complications is that even if you reduce, you know, the entry point at which some of these folks are becoming addicted, the problem is you still have thousands of either current addicts or former addicts who could relapse, and then you've got this problem of fentanyl on the street as well.
And I think that I agree with you. And I think that's why we have to hit this at all sides. And so we have efforts that will reduce the supply of drugs through our drug task forces and our law enforcement initiatives. So we also have efforts to reduce the demand of drugs and making sure that folks are dealing with trauma, understanding, you know, the mental health needs that they may have. And then building a recovery ecosystem is going to be an important initiative for Governor DeWine to make sure that those that, you know, go through this really long and hard process to get to recovery have the supports that they need around them to maintain that recovery. So access to peers who have been through the similar, you know, situations that they've been through and struggle with mental health or addiction issues, access to, you know, recovery support groups and family reunification services, as well as parental training. You know, some of these individuals may have, you know, had children and may not be ready, you know, or have all the skills they need to be the parents they want to be. And so we want to make sure that they have access to programs to give them that confidence and rebuild their life so they can live happy, healthy, productive lives.
Alicia Nelson, Director of Recovery Ohio, is there a website where folks can go to get more information or support?
Absolutely. Recovery Ohio is launching in a few weeks our recoveryohio.gov website that will be available that we hope kind of, you know, acts as a resource for all state-related initiatives that are addressing mental health and addiction issues. And so we are excited to launch that in September.
Okay, outstanding. Anything else you'd like to add, Alicia?
I mentioned briefly prevention, but one of the things that we're really proud of is our partnerships, you know, not just with the Opiate Alliance, but with our athletic associations, with our hospital systems, who are really looking at making sure that kids don't go down this pathway with all the sports injuries that they experience. So we've heard story after story, and unfortunately, the governor has talked to parents who have lost a kid, and the stories sound the same. My kid was, you know, a football athlete, a basketball athlete, or played, you know, fill in the blank sport, got injured, and was prescribed a drug. And so we're really proud to partner with our, you know, state associations like the Athletic Association and hospitals to launch a youth initiative that will help make sure that students are protected in these situations and get them physical therapy and other non-medication alternatives so that we can get them and keep them well.
That's great. It shows what collaboration can do, because you've obviously pointed out a number of different avenues that this issue has to be approached, because that's what it's going to take.
And it really is going to take all of us. And from wherever we sit, there's something that we can do. I talk to, you know, barbers all the time. As people try to rebuild their lives, they can offer free haircuts. I talk to teachers who could take a few minutes to, you know, work with a student who may be struggling at home and get them referred to help. I mean, there's something that everybody can do in this epidemic.
And there's so many things about it, too, that, you know, you've got, it could be, you know, a young adult who's still living at home who may be addicted. That's tearing that family apart. It may cause them to turn to theft as a way to feed their addiction, when maybe they're not the kind of person who would ever do that under any other circumstances. It just has so many different elements to it.
Absolutely. And I think the impact on the family is something I can't express enough. I mean, this will traumatize and will cause, you know, all the family to really talk to mental health and substance use treatment providers, because it is devastating to experience.
Alicia Nelson with, she's the director of Recovery Ohio. Anything else you'd like to add?
The recoveryohio.gov website will be up in September for Recovery Month.
Okay, excellent. Thanks so much for the information, Alicia, and good luck.
Thank you.